USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Some airlines have canceled or diverted flights to Ukraine as the West warns that an invasion by Russia is imminent despite intensive weekend talks between Moscow and Washington. President Biden spent an hour on the phone talking to Russian President Vladimir Putin, telling him an invasion would cause widespread human suffering, and says the West is committed to diplomacy to end the crisis, but is equally prepared for other scenarios. Russia denies plans on invading Ukraine, but has well more than 100,000 troops near its border. U.S. officials say Russia could enter the country at any moment. Meantime, Dutch airline KLM has canceled flights to Ukraine until further notice. French President Emmanuel Macron is in full re-election campaign mode, despite not declaring his candidacy for the upcoming election in April. He has until March 4th to do so. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energized Health. You could still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. We're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, energizehealth.com.
Americans have been seeking religious exemptions from COVID vaccine mandates by the thousands, but they're doing so without the backing of major denominations or leaders. That includes rabbis, Pope Francis in the Catholic Church, and conservative evangelical leader Robert Jeffress, who wrote in an email to the Associated Press that strong medical and political objections to the mandates does not get elevated to a religious belief that should be accommodated. Much of the country is about to get another winter blast.
Forecasters say New Mexico to Colorado and into northern Illinois and Wisconsin will be on the west side of the storm, so they'll be getting the snow, the rain and thunderstorm activity likely from Houston to the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. Travelers across the region expect changing weather conditions by Wednesday with also very strong winds and a possibility of flooding. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
One of the country's largest retailers are easing some COVID restrictions. Wendy King has an eye on that from the Pacific Northwest.
Walmart has ended its mask requirements for employees that are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 nationwide, according to a memo. The company, which was one of the first private employers to require masks at the start of the pandemic, sent a memo to its employees announcing the change. Walmart also said it would be ending its paid leave policy, which gave associates extra time off for COVID-19 illnesses, on March 31st. Daily health screenings will no longer be required after the end of February. The decision from Walmart comes after states and companies across the country, including Amazon, have started to lift their mask requirements as the pandemic begins to ease. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Elon Musk says the first orbital flight of his towering Starship could come in another month or two. The vessel is being billed as the world's most powerful rocket ever built. While he's anticipating failures, Musk, whose company SpaceX is behind the rocket, says he is confident that Starship will reach orbit by year's end. NASA plans to use the fully reusable Starship to land astronauts on the moon as soon as 2025. More news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.